Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here with Hallsville Indians head coach Brandon Kreitz after a tough and hard-fought 73-57 loss to the state-ranked Salisbury Titans.
Panthers.
Coach Kreitz, that especially the first quarter, you were leading at times, and it was very much a 1 or 2 point ball game. Mm-hmm. What changed?
Yeah, we ran into some foul trouble in that first half. Xavier, Isaac Stinson both got two. There's a couple other guys too. I can't remember at this point. But no, they're just a really good team. We just continued to compete. They made some shots. We didn't have shots falling, but I think that our energy and our effort gave us a chance early on and really throughout the entire game.
Sir, compared to some of the other teams you played, was Salisbury maybe a little more physical?
Definitely.
Under the boards, at least?
They're physical. Their big man's really good. He's been good for a long time. I think he's been starting since he was a sophomore. I'm not sure, but he's really good. Grant Beard. And then their sophomore, Cooper Francis, is very talented. Very athletic, very physical. He must be 6'3", point guard. But you know what? We're pretty strong. We're pretty physical, too.
And, yes, sir. I mean, yeah. It was a very – first half especially, it was your game at times.
Yeah, yeah. And good teams are going to make runs, and that's what they did. And I think that they – you know, when they went on the run and they got it to 14 at one point in the second half, we continued to compete, and we cut it back down, I think, to 8 with 2 or 3 minutes to go. And got a lot of young kids, and they're starting to believe in themselves. They're starting to believe that if we just continue and we continue to fight, we're a deep team. They didn't play as many guys as we did as many minutes, and I think that our conditioning really played a role in us keeping the game, you know, as close as we did.
One thing I thought I noticed, Coach, is maybe they saw the film or something. They were paying close attention to the Cox boy, but you mm-hmm. had one or two other kids stepping up and doing the three action for him.
Yeah, yeah. Jackson, I think, hit 3 threes tonight. He's a really good shooter. Cameron Cox has been playing really well. Zach Dre, Colton Nichols, they can all hit it. Colton Garner, AJ, we've really got a lot of three-point shooting threats. You got to guard just about all of them. But, you know, our shot wasn't falling tonight. But that's the message to the boys is we didn't hit the shots tonight like we normally would. And we still had a chance to win because we competed. And, we got a lot better tonight.
That would be tonight's lesson then.
Yeah, for sure. We just got to compete because, you know, we hit a shot. When we cut it to 8, we hit one more shot. You know, this is a whole nother game.
Yes, sir. So where are you at? What's your record now?
6-10.
6-10, sir. And am I right that you've got the Harrisburg tournament next week?
Yep, Harrisburg tournament coming up. We play Fulton, who is currently 12-4, I believe. They're a really good team as well. They beat us in the tournament last year, and I'm thankful we get another opportunity this year to have them.
Well, good luck at the Harrisburg tournament, sir, and thank you for speaking to Fireside Guard Live.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.